Hello, welcome back to another episode of Mum Says It's My Turn. Happy Tuesday to you, unless you're one of the super keen Americans for whom the episode actually drops late on a Monday. Or you know if you're any one of the people who doesn't listen on the day the episode releases, in which case, happy whatever day of the week it is for you, unless it's Tuesday, in which case, feel free to use my original Happy Tuesday. It's episode 12. Hard to believe we're here already. Time really flies when you self-impose crazy weekly deadlines. I'm really glad you're all enjoying it so far. And in all seriousness, I'm really loving doing it. Now, every so often, we're going to release a mini episode. It's a chance to give myself a little break so I can come back the following week, freshly imbued with vigor. And that episode is this episode. So yeah, just a little baby one this week. For today's episode, I wanted to recommend five indie games under, or at least close to, a tenner that you should go and play right now. Few reasons for doing this. One, I absolutely think we should support independent developers. Their games are typically passion projects, and I think it's good to show our support. Although, reason number two is that there's a lot of new releases. So I thought you guys might appreciate some help digging out the gems. Reason number three, I know from speaking to some of you guys that you don't have a lot of time for gaming, or heaven forbid, you don't play video games at all. These recommendations are all great for just dropping into, they're simple to pick up, won't take a load of time, and don't necessarily require a great deal of skill if you are newer to gaming. But why do I think everyone should play video games, at least a little bit? Mostly, I'm just trying to drag you all down with me. But really, I think a bit of light gaming is genuinely a good thing. It's a much less passive form of downtime, although you still get the benefits of relaxing. Keeps you sharp. Often games will train your response times, visual memory, puzzle solving abilities, creativity, strategy, critical thinking, coordination. The list goes on and on. Anyway, enough evangelizing for now. Let's look at the recommendations. By the way, I focused on games available on Steam for now, as it's the biggest marketplace for indie games. If there is interest, I can definitely do some console recommendations in the future. If you don't have Steam, you can download it for free to any Windows or Mac machine, or Linux, I believe, if that's your thing. From there, you can buy, install, and run all of these games. Okay, so here are five indie games under or around £10 that you should play right now, in no particular order. At number five is a game called Buckshot Roulette. Some of you might have seen this game. It's probably the most well-known of all my recommendations today. It's a dark, creepy game where you have to play Russian roulette with a mysterious character across the table from you. You're given an assortment of items that you can use to affect the outcome of the game. If you eliminate all your opponent's lives, you win a briefcase full of money. If you lose all your lives, you die and lose everything. It's a really fun, addictive gameplay loop that only lasts about 5 minutes a game, so it's super easy to drop in and play a few games. The visual style and the music are really good, and it only costs £2.50, so definitely worth checking out. It's available on Windows and Linux, as well as PlayStation and Xbox marketplaces. Number four on the list is a game called Minami Lane. It's a cozy, casual management sim where you have to build and manage a cute little Japanese-inspired street. It's not very difficult, but it's a very nice-looking game, almost disgustingly cute, and just the right level of customization for someone like me, in that you can create something unique to you without needing a master's degree in urban planning and color theory. It also has one of, if not the most important gameplay mechanics, the ability to pet cats. Happy days. Minami Lane is £4.29 and available on Windows, Mac, and Linux. On to number three. Number three on my list is a game called Summer House. It's another relaxing, casual game where you can design houses, shops, restaurants, or really any kind of building in a handful of idyllic holiday locations. There's no rules or goals or objectives with this game. It's like Lego, you just build, with a plethora of beautiful, unique building blocks. Unfortunately, it's exactly the kind of game I wish I was good at, but I'm just terrible at it. However, it doesn't stop me from trying and having fun and then abandoning it to instead gawk at some of the masterpieces that other people have created. It's a very sweet, relaxing game available for $3.99 on Windows and Mac. Next on my list is a game called Kinito Pet. As you'll know from last week's episode, I'm a big horror fan, so I had to include at least one horror on this list. Kinito Pet is an absurd little masterpiece. Anyone out there my age or older will most likely remember dial-up internet, torrenting, pop-up ads, and accidentally installing a virus onto your PC. If you do, then this game is for you. In terms of style and content, it's very reminiscent of the Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared videos, which if you haven't seen, you should also check out on YouTube. I don't want to spoil too much about this game, but it's very clever, breaks the gaming fourth wall, and genuinely had me checking over my shoulder on a couple of occasions. It's $4.99 and available on Windows. The last game on my list is a game called Savulous. Savulous is an action-adventure 2D platformer with a compelling and unique storyline, really beautiful storybook-style artwork, and an incredible soundtrack. It also drip-feeds you new game mechanics as you play through it, keeping it interesting and preventing the learning curve from being too steep. This is the only game on the list that's over £10 at £11.99 at full price, but I really wanted to include it because honestly, at that price, this game is a steal. A really awesome, stunning, simple game. It's available on Mac, Windows, Linux, and also the PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo marketplaces. So there you go, a few games you can go out and try that won't break the bank. Do let me know if you give any of these games a go and what you think, especially if you are one of those people that doesn't play much. Hopefully you've loved this mini episode. As always, please follow, subscribe, tell your friends, leave a 5-star rating. It all helps and is all very much appreciated. I'll be back next week with a full episode where I'll be doing a Fallout deep dive, given the arrival of the new TV show which dropped last week. See you then.